Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuckery Show. Hanging out at Kia Studios. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck always gets first requests. Little Bill Weathers to get us started here. 404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app site, catch on the go. Social media at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And at JMSH316 on Twitter and at DDLewis for Rhea on Twitter. We will we'll have an announcement on Monday. So I will we'll save it to Monday, right? We'll save it for Monday. So we'll because we got some things to work out first, you know, try to get everything together. But we will have an announcement on the for the show on Monday. So anyway, it's all good news. It's not, well, again, maybe for some people it might be good news, might be bad news. Depends on, you know, how much you like me or don't like me or whatever like that. So anyway, but we'll get to all of that. So let's do a quick Braves closeout here as we look back for today. Well, Braves did win today, earlier this afternoon, as they close out that series against the California Angels. They take 2 out of 3 from the Angels, and now they get ready to head to Chicago, to the Windy City, where Max Fried will get the start tomorrow night for the Braves against the Chicago Cubs. Today, though, the Braves pounded on the California Angels 12-5. At one point, it was 9-1. The Braves were up. You got home runs today from Olson, Riley, and Ronnie. Olson hit his 37th home run. Riley has hit his 25th home run. Ronnie hit his 25th home run. Here's the thing, though, and what do we always talk about, right? We always talk about the bottom of the order, okay? Because I know those guys at the top are really good. I know that. But they're 7, 8, and 9 hitters today. They were 4-for-10 with 6 runs scored and 2 RBI. Rosario was 0-for-3, but he scored a run on a walk. Arcia was 1-for-3. He scored twice. And Michael Harris was 3-for-4 with 3 runs and 2 RBI. Can I tell you, Michael Harris is red hot over his last 12 games. He's hitting 404. 404 over his last 12. His batting average is now up to 283 with a 330 on base and a 469 slugging. Don't look now, but it's starting to shape up to some of the numbers that we saw last year. Now, his RBI and home run totals will probably be down year over year. But as far as his batting average goes and his on base, they'll be pretty close to the same levels. In fact, his on base will probably be a little bit higher than it was last year. Even if he hit, because again, if you look, and let me see what his on base was. I think it was below 330 for him last year, for Michael Harris last year. But, you know, he hit like 297 last year. And, yeah, he had a 339 on-base percentage, hitting 297. Well, he's hitting 283 right now, and he's got a 330 on-base percentage. So if he can get to about 290, he'll definitely be, you know, at least at where he was at last year from an on-base percentage. So, again, for all the struggles that he has gone through, and by the way, his 461 OPS, his 461 slugging, that's down a little bit, but we talked about the home runs and stuff. But, again, his batting average and on-base will be kind of comparable to what it was last year. And when you're talking about hitting in the nine hole, that's all that matters. Get on base, steal a base, and score. Because you got that guy up at the top of the order that's gonna flip the lineup around, right? Like, what do we always talk about? The reason it's so important for 7, 8, 9 to do something is it turns the lineup over. And you just don't have a lot of dead outs, you know, in this lineup. So, again, 4 for 10 with 6 runs scored and 2 RBI for it. So, big-time numbers for the bottom of the order. Ronnie had a monster day. He was 3 for 4 with 4 runs scored and 3 RBI. He obviously had the home run. Riley was 1 for 4 with a run and a couple of RBI. And Matt Olson had 3 walks on the day, 1 for 2 with a run and an RBI. That comes from the home run that he hit. And, you know, the guy who lost the day that pitched for the California Angels, Lucas Giolito, was a guy that I wanted to see the Braves maybe get in the mix for. Wanted to see him potentially come to Atlanta, but we did not pull the trigger on a starting pitcher. But Lucas Giolito was one of the guys that I had identified, you know, from the White Sox, and they're having a fire sale in Chicago. But one of the guys that I would have looked at. Yanni Chirinos is all right. I mean, 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, a walk, 5 strikeouts. That's good. Did not give up a home run in the game. Did not give up a homer. 75 pitches. So his ERA right now sits at 4.42. So Tonkin, Johnson, Yates, McHugh, they pitch 4 innings. They do give up 2 runs when all is said and done. But no big deal because the Braves are so far out front. They were so far out front in this game. And, you know, again, they win the series easily. 2 games, you know, to none. Or sorry, 2 games out of 3. Now it's on to Chicago to take on the Cubs and old friend Dansby Swanson. We do know now that Max Fried is going to pitch on Friday. So we've seen that. So, again, he's going to get his start tomorrow. Pitched last Saturday in Gwinnett, or for Gwinnett, I should say. Pitched for Gwinnett last Saturday in his last rehab start. So now he gets ready, and now he's going to get the ball in his hands. And obviously we hope, because, again, they didn't do anything from a starting pitching perspective. And I did read a good article talking about the Braves' farm system may not be nearly as good as what it's been in years past. And that's a lot of because the guys that have come up here have played really well. Like the guys that have come up here have not only come up, but they've stuck, right? Unlike the Christian Paches and the Drew Waters and guys like that we heard so much about and had so much hype around, Strider, Elder, Michael Harris, you know, Schuster, like those guys have contributed over the last couple of years. So, again, interesting article because it was talking about maybe the Braves minor league system isn't flush with talent right now. So when you're talking about trying to get a Verlander, I mean, look, if you saw Day-Day, to get Verlander, they gave up their best prospect in their minor league system. And I think it was their was it their fourth best pitching prospect, I think, in their system? Third or fourth best pitching prospect. So, again, they gave up some assets to get Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
They had to give up some assets to get Verlander. But, again, they're in World Series mode, right? And they've had plenty of young guys that have come up and contributed, right? But they gave up their best prospect. And by the way, wasn't it Ronnie's brother? Was that the guy that went? To, was that the guy that went to?
Yeah,
the,
Cunha's. Cunha,
Cunha's little brother. Yeah, it's his, so it's his little brother, and it's funny because Ronald said that he's more advanced at his age than Ronnie was at that age. So again, scary thought.
I know, right?
You know, I mean, you know, another one. So maybe at some point he'll come to Atlanta. Maybe at some point he'll. He'll come hang out here.
That'd be kind of cool because was the kid? I guess the Contreras was the last kind of
the brothers that
were, you know, where everybody was really pretty good.
Yeah, because the last brothers, I think the last time I remember brothers playing together was the Molina brothers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Yadier Molina,
Yadier,
who's retiring, I think, this year, Benji Molina. So you know, again, we don't see that as often in today's baseball.
No, you don't.
As what we used to see it, right? We used to see it a lot. Out of guys, you know, either father sons. When's the last time a father son played together?
Together? Ooh, I don't know.
Together. I mean, has there been anybody besides Griffey that father sons have played together?
I feel like there has been, but it's I got to research that because I feel like there has been someone not super recently, but I feel like there was another set after them, but I could be wrong on that.
Because that was 89 or 90 when Griffey played together. It's been a while, but we don't see that very often, right? We don't see, you know, brothers playing together or, you know, father son playing together, but nonetheless, Braves win today. They pound on the Angels and now head into Chicago for a three-game set. And you know, look, the Cubs are, you know, kind of very middling, you know, right now. They're beating the Reds right now as we speak, but you know, they've been very kind of middling this year. You know, they are 54-53, four games out of first place in the NL Central. They're only 28-27 at home and 26-26 on the road. They are, though, the only team in that division that is a plus run differential. And while they've only won one in a row, their last 10, they are 8-2 in their last 10. 8-2. So, again, not necessarily a playoff team, but they've played well of late, and they are a plus run differential team. So, but Braves do win. Braves win at 12-5, and you know, now they got the huge standing, the huge lead, 11.5 over Philadelphia, 13 over the Fishnets, 19 over the Mutts. Again, the division has been over for a while. All right, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. We're opening up the phone lines to you, asking you this question. Does Bijan run for more yards, or does Kyle Pitts catch more yardage in receptions? We'll talk about that next. Chuck Renekia Studios, Sports Radio, 99 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. Oh, it's a Jump to It by Aretha Franklin.
Aretha, yeah.
This was produced by Luther Vandross.
In fact,
I think he wrote the song.
Okay.
I think he produced that whole album that has Jump to It, but he wrote this song.
Was this the same album as Pink Cadillac?
No, that's Natalie Cole.
Natalie Cole? We're rolling down on the freeway.
Yeah, freeway
that was Natalie.
Love.
That was, or Freeway of Love. I'm sorry. Yeah, Freeway of Love.
Pink Cadillac was a cover by Natalie Cole.
I'm sorry. Freeway of Love. But was this the same album?
No. Okay. That's who's Zoomin' Who.
Gotcha.
Jump to It. I think Jump to It is the title track.
Okay.
Of kind of her comeback album.
Okay.
But Who's Zoomin' Who
was afterwards.
And was produced by Narada Michael Walt. He had worked a lot with George Michael and some other artists and stuff like that.
Okay,
so.
Gotcha.
But yes, that was the Who's Zoomin' Who album.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I love that song.
Yeah, that was a great song. Yeah.
404-726-0929. So here's what we're doing. We're opening up the phone lines to you if you want to jump in. I'm asking the question: who ends up with more yards, Bijan Robinson rushing the football, or Kyle Pitts receiving the football? You know, we've talked a lot about Kyle Pitts and what I think he needs to do this year. And I do, and I will stick to my guns that he needs to be a guy that has a big influence on football games and why we win. And to me, that's got to be that Travis Kelce type of number. Like, it can't be 1,026 yards and two touchdowns. That's not impacting things. We're talking about the 100 catch, 1,400 yards, 12 touchdowns. We're talking about at that kind of level. You know, we need him to be at that level to be able to get to where we want to go. Because if the star players that we have drafted, you know, are in, you know, positions of not being able to influence the game as directly as what we would like, but again, it is what it is. These are the guys we have to roll with, so they have to perform at that level. And look, I don't think it's ridiculous for Kyle Pitts to end up with that kind of level of, you know, production and numbers. Now, a lot has to go into that. He's got to stay healthy. He's got to be good. Desmond Ritter's got to get him the football and look for him. So, I mean, there are things that go along with it, right? We talk about four things have to happen before you catch the football. But I think that he ends up with more yards than what Bijan Robinson does. Part of it is the expectation. He's got to be that good. If we're going to get to where we want to be, if we want to be a playoff team, contender, looking at making a run, then we've got to do it. We've got to have that kind of production out of Kyle Pitts at this point. And yes, it's year three, and hopefully he's healthy. And again, you saw him on the practice field here. I mean, again, he looks good, right? I mean, he's really unlimited. He's not limited at practice for the Falcons. So it's got to happen this year. Or we're going to kind of be fledgling around and floundering around because our stars can't be enough of our stars. So I think he beats Bijan from that standpoint. Now, again, the thing that's going to be interesting about Bijan is how much he actually ends up starting. You know, how much does he actually start? Because Arthur Smith has been a little bit reluctant to play some of our rookies. I'm not saying that he's held rookies back, but, you know, Kyle Pitts in his rookie year, there were times when he wasn't on the field, especially down in the red zone, where he was MIA. We can't have those kinds of things. And certainly Bijan, I do believe, being in a different position and different role, will be in the mix. But I don't think that there's going to be a drastic difference in the amount of carries between Bijan Robinson and between Tyler Allgeier. Like, I don't think that there's going to be a drastic difference in the amount of carries. I don't think Bijan's getting 400 carries and Tyler Allgeier is getting 150 or whatever, 100 carries. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. So I still take Pitts as far as more yards than what Bijan runs for and touchdowns. You know, maybe both of those guys are double-digit touchdown guys. Maybe both of those guys are about a dozen touchdowns apiece. I could see Bijan Robinson being, you know, 1,026-yard running back. You know, like we talk about Kyle Pitts and his 1,026 yards receiving. Well, I could see Bijan Robinson being 1,026 yards and ending up with 10 touchdowns. You know, that's the thing about it. See, that's impact. That's the difference between numbers for the sake of numbers and having real impact on a football game. And he gets 10 touchdowns for this team. I mean, that's a big number for him. Because I do think that Jonnu Smith, London, Pitts, I do think they're all going to have pretty good years offensively. So I'll take Kyle Pitts in that discussion just because of the expectation and where we expect him to be living up to the hype of a Travis Kelce, you know, as he enters into year four. So 404-726-0929. And, of course, Falcons are a week away, well, a week and a day away. Today is, what is today?
Yeah, I got confused today. It's Wednesday. I thought it was Tuesday for some reason. Well, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, because we're off tomorrow, we'll be back on Friday.
Right.
Thinking like it was Thursday today. But so Falcons will play a week from Friday. That will be August 11th that they'll take on the Miami Dolphins. And really what to look for is those practices that they're going to have, right? The joint practice that the Dolphins and the Falcons are going to have coming up next week, that will be kind of, okay, let's see who gets the better of who, and let's see who matches. Because again, these guys are ready to start hitting people. All right, I mean they've hit everybody of their own teammates that we can possibly hit. Now let's hit somebody with a different colored hat on. And I think it'll be, you know, good game. But you know what I'm looking for next week is to get a sense of, are we a really good team? You know, do we have personnel that we look like? Again, the results may be a little bit different, but do we look like a team that's ready to compete? Do we look like a team that, you know, can get to the playoffs? You know, do we have that kind of look and that swagger to us? Well, maybe, maybe not. But we'll know, you know, some things come, you know, next Friday after the game. But we certainly won't know everything about this team. Certainly won't know everything about it. We certainly won't know everything about Desmond Ridder at quarterback. We'll have an idea because we saw the four games, and we'll see what he does in preseason here. But we'll have an idea, but we won't have any kind of long-term concrete evidence to support all of that. But look, I think Desmond's going to be fine. You know, it'd be exciting to just see him get out on the field. And I'm also, and we won't know this in the preseason, but I'm also going to be interested to see how much they allow him to throw and be a part of this offense. I am curious to see how much that he is going to throw the football around the field to Drake London and Kyle Pitts and guys like that, but how much are they going to give him? We talked about this before, about the idea of, will they allow him 450 pass attempts? Will they allow that to be the over? You know, Matt was about 600 pass attempts, you know, a year, not counting, you know, dropbacks and stuff like that, but was about 600 pass attempts a year. I don't think they're going that crazy with Desmond Ridder, but can he be 450? Can he be somewhere in that 450 range? Maybe. You know, again, we'll see what happens with it. But obviously, you know, it all gets started up come a week from Friday as the Falcons will be down in Miami. And that'll be, again, the practices will be the thing to really watch. The joint practices, and that will be the thing to watch just to see guys hitting guys, guys, you know, getting a little bit more oomph in their step and things like that, right? You've just been kind of holding back and, excuse me, hitting your own guys. Now you got a chance to, you know, put a hat on somebody different. Now you got a chance to, you know, kind of thump somebody a little bit differently. And, you know, we'll see what happens as we get to next Friday. Don't forget, we do have the Hall of Fame game coming up tomorrow. Coverage will be at 7:30, 8 o'clock kick. That'll be the 7:30 will be the pregame show. So the Jets and the Browns do hook up and play tomorrow night up in Canton, Ohio, my hometown of Canton, Ohio, for the Pro Football Hall of Fame game. So we'll see what these two teams look like. I don't even know if Aaron is going to play. I'm guessing, do you think the league said, look, can you just run a couple of plays? Can you just literally just throw a pass, run another play, and get off the field? Right, because the NFL wants to, you know, showcase this thing, right? You know, even though it's a preseason game, they still want to have a showcase of, okay, you know, it's Jets and Browns, and I want to see Myles Garrett on one side and lining up to go eat Aaron. You know, so I don't know how much of the stars we're going to see. I don't know how much any of those guys are going to play, but, you know, it will still be the fascinating question about what they can do versus that Browns defense, and obviously Aaron Rodgers in his new team now, and you know, full expectations of what this team is going to be for, not just, you know, for us, but you know, the Jets are one of those teams that people are looking at as potential Super Bowl teams, right? Because they got Aaron. I think that's a little bit rich, but they certainly should be in the playoffs when all is said and done. All right, 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. It's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We head to the top of the hour. Is it JR Sports
Brief? Yeah, it's JR.
Okay, all right. You sure?
Positive.
Not Jason?
No.
Okay, all right. So JR Sports Brief at the top of the show. Check with the Key Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out at Kia Studios. JR Sports Brief coming up at the top of the hour. 404-726-0929. What is it? Alphabet Street, right?
Yeah, I must say, when all our Prince conversations, this is a song we've never really mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we haven't really gotten too much into the new power generation part of
MPG,
Prince. But this was, you know, this was from the album Alphabet Street, was it
yes,
not?
Yes.
Yeah. So this wasn't all that.
It wasn't his greatest work, but yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it's Prince. So 404-726-0929. Have you seen that Vince McMahon is supposedly recovering from spinal surgery?
I did not.
Yeah.
No.
Supposedly he had severe spinal surgery.
Oh wow.
They haven't completely said, because it's kind of like the— remember when Triple H was recovering from mm-hmm. a heart-related issue a few years ago, and we never really got the full scoop,
right.
Excuse me, on all that? Well, supposedly Vince McMahon is recovering from spinal surgery. So
wow,
we talked earlier in the show with Dan Gartland, got the hiccups, and we talked a little bit about SummerSlam, and we probably won't get a chance tomorrow night to preview SummerSlam because we've got Rankin coming up at 10:40 tomorrow night. But
Friday.
Oh, yeah. What is tonight?
Today's Wednesday.
See? But again, we're not going to be here tomorrow.
Right.
So it'll be Friday.
Friday, yeah.
We won't get a chance to preview on Friday
because of Rankin.
Yes. Yeah. So, again, this is our last night before Friday night. But, you know, I am looking forward to SummerSlam. And as I told Dan, it's because I give the benefit of the doubt to the WWE right now. Like right now, at this moment in time, I give them the benefit of the doubt because they've done a masterful job on their pay-per-views. Royal Rumble mm-hmm. was a massive hit. WrestleMania was fantastic. Backlash in Puerto Rico was fantastic. Like, they've hit a home run on all of their pay-per-views that they've had. The one that was up in Montreal a few months ago. Like, they've hit a home run on their pay-per-views. And like, this is their number two show.
Yeah.
This really is their number two show. SummerSlam. I mean, if it's the tent poles, it's WrestleMania 1, SummerSlam 2, Royal Rumble 3, Survivor Series 4.
Yeah.
And so this is their second biggest show. You know, WrestleMania is the only one that's bigger than this.
Right. And it's funny because wasn't Royal Rumble kind of the second biggest one? When it came to them doing the annual pay-per-views, and then SummerSlam came out?
Well,
then SummerSlam surpassed Royal Rumble?
I believe of the four big pay-per-views. So WrestleMania was the first
right.
one. I believe Survivor Series, because they put that
that's
on.
That's right, Survivor
Series.
Survivor
Series was
right.
on free TV
yes.
on USA Network.
It sure was.
To counter program Starrcade.
Right.
And that was Vince saying that, hey, you know, we're going to put something on, mm-hmm. you know, to counter-program Starrcade.
Right.
Because the first couple, I think, were on USA Today Network.
Right.
And it was free
mm-hmm.
While you had to go on pay-per-view to get Starrcade.
Right.
So, and then what was Royal Rumble was also a reactionary.
Wasn't it more, was it reactionary to programming, or was it just based off of, because remember, they used to do Royal Rumbles at some of the because, like, what was it, like the Saturday night main events, I want to say, they used to do the Royal Rumble. They used to do Royal Rumbles on one of the regular program shows.
Well, the first Royal Rumble was on free TV
mm-hmm.
because Jim Duggan won the first Royal
right,
Rumble.
Right,
And that whole concept was developed by Pat Patterson. Pat Patterson mm-hmm. created the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Where it was, so Pat Patterson, when he was a wrestler in California, they always did a huge, because he was mostly wrestling out in L.A.
Right.
When him and Ray Stevens were partnered up. And that was
right.
one of the great tag teams of all time. But they used to do a lot of battle royals for their big shows
mm-hmm.
in Los Angeles. It was a
right.
huge thing. Is their big, you know, their annual Royal Rumble, or not Royal Rumble, but battle royal
right.
That they would do. And Pat kind of fed off that concept and put together with time and different things like that, like the the intervals and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, he created the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
So the first Royal Rumble, I believe, was on USA Today
right.
Network, and Jim Duggan was, I think, the first Royal Rumble winner.
Okay.
And then it just kind of morphed into everything from there.
Right.
So, again, I'll give the WWE the benefit of the doubt because they've hit a home run on their pay-per-views
yeah.
this year. And the card doesn't look all that interesting. I mean, for instance, the main event is going to be Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns, okay? And I told Dan this, I mean, on when we talked to him earlier. There's not a chance in the world that the WWE is putting the belt on Jey Uso.
No.
I mean, but with all due respect, Jey Uso is not winning the undisputed title.
No, they're going to add another. They're going to add another ripple to the bloodline storyline.
Right,
that's all. That's
right.
That's what they're going to do here.
Well, I still contend it needs to set itself up for Cody and Roman
mm-hmm.
to go after one another. I mean, I do think that Cody is going to beat
Brock
Lesnar clean in the middle of the ring. I think he's going to get a decisive win, mm-hmm. and then that will put that trilogy to bed, and
right.
then we'll see. The chase for Roman's title. Something will happen that mm-hmm. he'll get a shot. Because remember, there was that stipulation, right? If Cody lost or whatever like that, he doesn't get another title shot
right.
or whatever it was. But there'll be something that will get them back together. It may not be till WrestleMania of next year, when WrestleMania is in Philadelphia. It may not be till WrestleMania
mm-hmm.
next year. But I still contend. They have to put the belt on Cody. He's the biggest baby face on their television. Like, there's
right.
nobody that's a bigger baby face than Cody Rhodes, and he's the next guy in line. And, again, he's not the son of a plumber. He's the grandson of a plumber, right?
yeah.
In the old Dusty line, you know. So, again, I still think they have to do that and let him end Roman Reigns' reign.
Right.
Right? Who's yeah. got the 1,000 days or whatever like that. You know,
right.
now, that doesn't – today's modern fan doesn't really care about all that.
No.
You know, we don't care about all that. We want to see a Cody Rhodes pin Roman Reigns. See, that's why I didn't like the fact that they pinned Roman Reigns in that last pay-per-view that was
with the Usos versus Solo
yeah. and
Roman. Yeah, because he hadn't been pinned in, what was it?
Oh, it's like, I mean, it's been
something
like
crazy
4 years or
yeah.
something like that. Yeah. I mean, he hadn't been pinned.
Right.
Even before when he was champion, like when he was champion, even before that, that's how long that streak
mm-hmm.
goes back to.
Yeah.
So I didn't like the idea of them pinning him. But okay, it is what it is. At this
point. I didn't mind it just because, again, I think they're trying to milk this bloodline thing.
Oh, they are.
Much as they can.
I think they're going to take it to WrestleMania next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that they're going to take it to. I think Cody and Roman are going to hook back up at mm-hmm. WrestleMania. And there's going to be something that they will carry this all the way to WrestleMania.
Yeah. yeah.
So it makes sense. I mean, again, it's the ratings on SmackDown especially are insane. Like
yeah.
they are, they're like 4 million people that are back watching wrestling. And again, it always goes back to if you get a hot product or get something that's hot. You know, again, that's why people wanted to watch Stone Cold Steve Austin in 1998.
Yeah, that whole
like they wanted to, they wanted to see those guys. You know, and that's why you know the more than just the war itself, you had star power, and again, people were tuning in droves. I mean, there were tens of millions of people that were watching wrestling back in the Attitude Era. But I still think that Cody needs to win the belt. I think it's still a babyface territory. Despite Roman having 1,000 days, whatever like that, but I still think it's a babyface territory, and mm-hmm. Cody Rhodes would be the perfect guy. He'd be the perfect guy to carry that belt and move forward.
Yeah, you know who's really grown on me,
mm-hmm.
As a heel, Dirty Dom.
I think he's great. I love him. And. He's not doing anything,
mm-hmm.
and they're just it's just the natural effect of booing Dominic, right? I mean, it's so good.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so good. There have been really a lot of good performances. You know, again, I'll give Gunther credit as the Intercontinental Champion.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he's moving into the territory of longest Intercontinental Championship. But He's a phenomenal wrestler. Phenomenal wrestler.
You know who he reminds me of, but he seems to have a little more star power as a heel, is Regal. William Regal.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a pretty good-sized dude, mm-hmm. and he's got all kinds of star power. Like, yeah. Gunther is fantastic.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the best wrestlers on Earth, and he's fantastic. Yeah,
eventually – I think he'll go babyface at some point, too, because I think he's got –
if they want to play up on that Russian stuff, yeah. Or German stuff, I don't know. If so, it's got to be a long ways away.
It's going to be a ways away. It'll be a ways away.
It's like The Undertaker, right? Mm-hmm. There came a point where The Undertaker, no matter what he did, could not be a heel.
Right.
The Undertaker's one of those characters that, and Ric Flair is like this too, you can't be in the business that long and have that much success and not have everybody universally cheer you.
Yeah.
And again, people aren't going to boo Ric Flair, and people are not going to boo The Undertaker. I don't care what he does. I don't care if he, flips it out and he takes a whiz all over the first row. They'll be like, yeah, he had that coming. Yeah, they had that coming. Right. So it's crazy, but he's a guy that at this point you can't boo The Undertaker. You get guys to that level that they're that good,
yeah.
and they're that entrenched in the mindset of the fans, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
So, yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But I like the idea of SummerSlam. I think Cody's got to win. Gunther should beat Drew McIntyre, but yeah. I'm concerned that they're going to put the belt on Drew. I hope not. Gunther should
I could see them doing some interference in that one because I think it's too soon to put the belt on Drew.
Well, it's not too soon. He's been the heavyweight champion.
Well, from his return, I guess.
Well, I mean, let me put it like this. There's no reason to take the belt off of Gunther.
Yeah,
that's the big thing. Yeah. Is I'm not saying that Drew's not a champion worthy. They screwed Drew right after WrestleMania, the mm-hmm. pandemic.
Yeah.
Like that should have been his shining moment.
Yeah.
Where he was at the top of the mountain, and he was, but people don't remember all that because it was the pandemic.
Yep.
People don't remember all that kind of stuff. So we'll see what happens. But I give the benefit of the doubt. I'll be. And we'll talk to I'll be on with Bo Johnson sometime around 8:30 or something like that.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reshow, hanging out at the Kia Studios. JR Sports Brief coming up at the top of the hour. 404-726-0929. What is it? Alphabet Street, right?
Yeah, I must say, when all our Prince conversations, this is a song we've never really mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't really gotten too much into the new power generation part of
MPG,
Prince. This was from the album Alphabet Street, was it
yes,
not?
Yes.
Yeah. So, this wasn't all that.
It wasn't his greatest work, but yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it's Prince. So, 404-726-0929. Have you seen that Vince McMahon is supposedly recovering from spinal surgery?
I did not,
no. Supposedly he had severe spinal surgery.
Oh, wow.
They haven't completely said, because it's kind of like the... Remember when Triple H was recovering from mm-hmm. a heart-related issue a few years ago, and we never really got the full scoop on all that? Well, supposedly Vince McMahon is recovering from spinal surgery. So
wow.
We talked earlier in the show with Dan Gartland, got the hiccups. And we talked a little bit about SummerSlam, and we probably won't get a chance tomorrow night to preview SummerSlam because we've got Rankin coming up at 10:40 tomorrow night. But
Friday.
Oh, yeah. What is tonight?
Today's Wednesday.
See? But again, we're not going to be here tomorrow.
Right.
So it'll be Friday.
Friday, yeah.
We won't get a chance to preview on Friday,
because of Rankin.
Yes. Yeah. So, again, this is our last night before Friday night. But, I am looking forward to SummerSlam. And as I told Dan, it's because I give the benefit of the doubt to the WWE right now. Like right now, at this moment in time, I give them the benefit of the doubt because they've done a masterful job on their pay-per-views. Royal Rumble was a massive hit. WrestleMania was fantastic. Backlash in Puerto Rico was fantastic. Like, they've hit a home run on all of their pay-per-views that they've had. The one that was up in Montreal a few months ago. Like, they've hit a home run on their pay-per-views. And... like, this is their number two show.
Yeah.
This really is their number two show. SummerSlam. If it's the tent poles, it's WrestleMania 1, SummerSlam 2, Royal Rumble 3, Survivor Series 4.
Yeah.
And so this is their second biggest show. You know, WrestleMania is the only one that's bigger than this.
Right. And it's funny because wasn't Royal Rumble kind of the second biggest one? When it came to them doing the annual pay-per-views, and then SummerSlam came out?
Well,
then SummerSlam surpassed Royal Rumble?
I believe of the four big pay-per-views. So WrestleMania was the first one. I believe Survivor Series, because they put that
on. That's right, Survivor Series
was
right.
on free TV on USA Network.
It sure was.
To counter program Starrcade.
Right.
And that was Vince saying that, hey, you know, we're going to put something on, to counter-program Starrcade.
Right.
Because the first couple, I think, were on USA Today Network.
Right.
And it was free.
Mm-hmm.
While you had to go on pay-per-view to get Starrcade.
Right.
So, and then What was Royal Rumble was also a reactionary.
Wasn't it more, was it reactionary to programming, or was it just based off of, because remember they used to do Royal Rumbles at some of the, because like, what was it, was like the Saturday night main events, I want to say, they used to do the Royal Rumble. They used to do Royal Rumbles on one of the regular program shows.
Well, the first Royal Rumble was on free TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jim Duggan won the first Royal Rumble.
Right,
And that whole concept was developed by Pat Patterson. Pat Patterson created the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Where it was, so Pat Patterson, when he was a wrestler in California, they always did a huge, because he was mostly wrestling out in L.A.
Right.
When him and Ray Stevens were partnered up. And that was one of the great tag teams of all time. But they used to do a lot of battle royals for their big shows in Los Angeles. It was a huge thing. Is their big, you know, their annual Royal Rumble, or not Royal Rumble, but Battle Royal that they would do. And Pat kind of fed off that concept and put together with time and different things like that, like the intervals and stuff like that. Like, he created the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
So the first Royal Rumble, I believe, was on USA Today Network, and Jim Duggan was, I think, the first Royal Rumble winner.
Okay.
And then it just kind of morphed into everything from there.
Right.
So, again, I'll give the WWE the benefit of the doubt, because they've hit a home run on their pay-per-views this year. And the card doesn't look all that interesting. I mean, for instance, the main event is going to be Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns, okay? And I told Dan this, I mean, on when we talked to him earlier. There's not a chance in the world that the WWE is putting the belt on Jey Uso.
No.
I mean, but with all due respect, Jey Uso is not winning the undisputed title.
No, they're going to add another. They're going to add another ripple to the bloodline storyline.
Right,
that's all. That's what they're going
to
do here.
Well, I still contend it needs to set itself up for Cody and Roman to go after one another. I mean, I do think that Cody is going to beat
Brock
Lesnar clean in the middle of the ring. I think he's going to get a decisive win, and then that will put that trilogy to bed, and then we'll see the chase for Roman's title. Something will happen that he'll get a shot. Because remember, that was that stipulation, right? If Cody lost or whatever like that, he doesn't get another title shot or whatever it was. But there'll be something that will get them back together. It may not be till WrestleMania of next year, when WrestleMania is in Philadelphia. It may not be till WrestleMania next year. But I still contend they have to put the belt on Cody. He's the biggest baby face on their television. Like, there's nobody that's a bigger babyface than Cody Rhodes, and he's the next guy in line. And again, they, you know, he's not the son of a plumber, he's the grandson of a plumber, right?
Yeah.
In the old Dusty line, you know. So again, I still think they have to do that and let him end Roman Reigns' reign.
Right?
Who's got the 1,000 days or whatever like that. You know, now that doesn't, today's modern fan doesn't really care about all that.
No.
You know, we don't care about all that. We want to see a Cody Rhodes pin Roman Reigns. See, that's why I didn't like the fact that they pinned Roman Reigns in that last pay-per-view. That was
with the Usos versus Solo and because he hadn't been pinned in, what was it?
Oh, it's like, I mean, it's been
something
like
crazy,
4 years or something like that. Yeah. I mean, he hadn't been pinned.
Right.
Even before when he was champion, even before that's how long that streak goes back to.
Yeah.
So I didn't like the idea of them pinning him. But, okay, it is what it is at this point.
I didn't mind it just because, again, I think they're trying to milk this bloodline thing.
Oh, they are.
As much as they can.
I think they're going to take it to WrestleMania next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Cody and Roman are going to hook back up at WrestleMania, and there's going to be something that they will carry this all the way to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. I mean, again, it's the ratings on SmackDown especially are insane. Like they're like 4 million people that are back watching wrestling. And again, it always goes back to, if you get a hot product or get something that's hot, you know, again, that's why people wanted to watch Stone Cold Steve Austin in 1998.
They wanted
to see those guys. You know, and that's why, you know, the more than just the war itself, you had star power, and again, people were tuning in droves. I mean, there were tens of millions of people that were watching wrestling back in the Attitude Era. But I still think that Cody needs to win the belt. I think it's still a babyface territory, despite Roman having it 1,000 days, whatever like that. But I still think it's a babyface territory, and Cody Rhodes would be the perfect guy. He'd be the perfect guy to carry that belt and move forward.
Yeah. You know who's really grown on me as a heel? Dom, Dirty Dom.
I think he's great. I love him. And he's not doing anything. Mm-mm. And they're just it's just the natural effect of booing Dominic, right? I mean, it's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so good. There have been really a lot of good performances. You know, again, I'll give Gunther credit as the Intercontinental Champion. Mm-hmm. And by the way, he's moving into the territory of longest Intercontinental Championship. But he's a phenomenal wrestler. Phenomenal wrestler.
You know who he reminds me of, but he seems to have a little more star power as a heel, is Regal. William Regal.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a pretty good-sized dude, mm-hmm. and he's got all kinds of star power. Gunther is fantastic.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the best wrestlers on Earth, and he's fantastic.
Yeah, I think he'll go babyface at some point, too, because I think he's got...
If they want to play up on that Russian stuff, or German stuff, I don't know. I mean, if so, it's got to be a long ways away.
It's going to be a ways away. It'll be a ways away.
It's like The Undertaker, right? Mm-hmm. There came a point where The Undertaker, no matter what he did, could not be a heel.
Right.
You know, The Undertaker's one of those characters that, and Ric Flair is like this too, you can't be in the business that long and have that much success and not have everybody universally cheer you.
Yeah.
You know, and again, people aren't going to boo Ric Flair, and people are not going to boo The Undertaker. I don't care what he does. I don't care if he, flips it out and he takes a whiz all over the first row. They'll be like, "Yeah, he had that coming." They had that coming. it's crazy. But he's a guy that at this point you can't boo The Undertaker. You get guys to that level that they're that good.
Yeah.
And they're that entrenched in the mindset of the fans and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But I like the idea of SummerSlam. I think Cody's got to win. Gunther should beat Drew McIntyre, but I'm concerned that they're going to put the belt on Drew. I hope not. Gunther should
I could see them doing some interference in that one because I think it's too soon to put the belt on Drew.
Well, it's not too soon. He's been the heavyweight champion.
Well, from his return, I guess.
Well, I mean, let me put it like this. There's no reason to take the belt off of Gunther.
Yeah,
that's the big thing. Yeah. Is I'm not saying that Drew's not a champion worthy. I mean, they screwed Drew right after WrestleMania the pandemic.
Yeah.
Like that should have been his shining moment.
Yeah.
Where he was at the top of the mountain, and he was, but people don't remember all that because it was the pandemic.
Yep.
People don't remember all that kind of stuff. So we'll see what happens. But I give the benefit of the doubt. I'll be. And we'll talk to I'll be on with Bo Johnson sometime around 8:30 or something like that.
On Sunday?
On Saturday.
On Saturday, okay.
Yeah, he's doing a show on Saturday.
So
he asked me to just jump on for a few minutes to talk about the SummerSlam.
Nice.
So we'll do all of that. So anyway, when we get back, it'll be time for the Love TKO. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio After the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.